This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. It is the second and final day of the regular policy meeting at the Federal Reserve. Later today, we'll hear what, if any, additional monetary stimulus the Fed board might endorse as the latest round of quantitative easing set to expire. With me live, I've got John Sylvia. He is chief economist at Wells Fargo. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
John, what is your sort of best informed speculation, I guess, about what we might hear from the Fed this afternoon?
Well, the Fed knows that Operation Twist is ending in December, and the marketplace is pretty much looking for him to do something with respect to extending some kind of easing. So our expectation is they're probably going to announce a program of buying Treasury securities and probably in the quantitative amount of about $30 billion, maybe $45 billion. The economy has improved, so there's probably a little bit less incentive for the Fed to do the entire $45 billion. But they'll do something there, and it probably will be buying Treasuries.
Some people have pointed out, you know, that the Fed has maybe done all they can with the housing market and other loan markets. But board members have voiced increasing concern for unemployment and sort of the broader economy. Is the Fed running out of power to affect things beyond housing?
Yeah, the housing market and auto market depend upon interest rates, and that's really the primary tool through which the Fed can influence the economy. Unemployment's very, very different. It's a whole ball of wax between, you know, laborers and workers and businesses hiring. It's a much more complicated area, and it's much more difficult, I think, for the Fed to influence that area. But they are looking at employment growth, and I think as long as employment growth is improving and the unemployment rate is coming down, they feel that they're achieving a little bit of help for the overall economy.
And just quickly here, we're a couple weeks out from the Black Friday shopping spree and all the excitement that came with that. What's your read on how the consumer's going to perform overall in this holiday retail season?
I think it's okay, but not great. I think a couple of things have really changed, Jeff. One, we've shifted away from just being Black Friday. There's a little more shopping on Thursday itself, and then also the following Monday. And then second of all, we've changed the way we shop, a lot more internet shopping rather than just going directly to a retail store.
John Sylvia is chief economist at Wells Fargo. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeff.